With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Evangelicals in France spoke up to Stand for Life earlier this week. Believers voiced a measured objection to the enshrinement of abortion in the country's constitution in advance of the historic move on March 4th. They cited concerns for freedoms of conscience, expression, and opinion. France became the first country to enshrine abortion rights into a national constitution. The National Council of Evangelical Churches of France urged Parliament to protect the rights of conscientious objections for healthcare workers and the freedoms of speech and opinion. Ethics leader Brent Leatherwood says he believes France will grow to regret the constitutional change. Human rights advocates are speaking up for believers in Central America. Christian women wrongfully imprisoned in Nicaragua have been beaten and denied time outdoors for praying aloud. That's according to Christian Solidarity Worldwide. The report comes days after the UN's group of human rights experts on Nicaragua released a report documenting the nation's increased governmental persecution of Christians. It includes false imprisonment of pastors, priests, and lay members, the confiscation of churches and other properties, cancellation of organizations linked to churches, and hate speech through governmental channels has incited violence against Christians. UN human rights experts also noted the criminalization of several evangelical leaders.
Every day, hundreds of thousands of people die without the hope of Jesus. Your faithful prayers will make a difference. That's why the IMB created a free 18-month calendar called Impacting Lostness Through Prayer. It provides guidance, reminders, and encouragement as you pray for individuals and communities who have yet to hear the gospel. Learn more about this free resource at imb.org/prayer calendar.
It's something people desperately fear, speaking in front of a group. Oklahoma pastor Stephen Rummage believes he can help anyone be a more effective public speaker. In the Baptist Press Toolbox, he lists a handful of tips that anyone could use. Have one dominating idea, he says. A speech about 20 things is a speech about nothing. You aren't ready to make a speech until you can state in a short, simple sentence between 8 to 12 words what your speech is about. He says make every point of your speech point back to the dominating idea. You should be able to draw a straight, solid line between each point and the big idea. He also says think intent, not content. Focus on what you're trying to do with your speech rather than what you're trying to say. Think about the intent of your speech to communicate that one big idea to your listeners. You can read the full piece at our website, baptistpress.com. While you're there, learn about our weekly emails on missions, leadership, public policy, and more. They're free, and they come to your inbox on a regular basis. Learn more at baptistpress.com.